From the studios of Vermont Public Radio, this is VPR News. I'm Henry Epp. In a significant shift, Vermont Republican Governor Phil Scott is leading the charge in Montpelier for new restrictions on gun ownership. Yesterday in Montpelier, Scott unveiled a, quote, action plan that includes passing gun legislation before town meeting day, which is March 6th.
You know, I have a huge responsibility as governor to try and keep Vermont and Vermonters as safe as possible. And this is an area, regardless of the political fallout, that I think is the path forward that will keep Vermonters safer.
Scott is now in support of several gun bills, including one that would allow police to temporarily remove firearms from the scene of a domestic assault. Scott also says he would probably sign a bill requiring background checks for gun sales. Leaders in the House and Senate are pledging to hold votes on that measure. Meanwhile, in New Hampshire, House lawmakers on Thursday rejected an attempt to allow pistols and revolvers on public college campuses, and the Senate agreed to consider giving school boards explicit authority to ban guns. The votes came just over a week after the shooting at a high school in Parkland, Florida, that left 17 people dead. Police were forced to shut down a busy roadway in Burlington last night after students at the University of Vermont set up a roadblock and refused to leave until they met with UVM President Tom Sullivan. 7 Days reports the crowd of about 100 anti-racism protesters were waving signs, chanting, and forming a human chain, causing rush hour havoc. And the university issued a statement saying that President Sullivan was willing to meet with the protesters and his office would reach out soon to schedule a time. Governor Phil Scott's administration says it has taken steps to remove Vermont inmates from a public prison in Pennsylvania. The effort was announced yesterday. Criminal justice advocates have raised concerns about conditions at Camp Hill Prison in Pennsylvania, where two Vermont inmates have died since October. A third inmate died shortly after returning to Vermont from the prison. A developer who wants to build a wind project in Swanton will have to pay the state $10,000 for putting up a meteorological tower without the proper permit. The Public Utility Commission this week issued the final order after an investigation found that Travis Belisle put up the tower while he was looking into building a wind project on his land. And a winter weather advisory is in effect through the evening for the southern Adirondacks, Green Mountains and Berkshires, and east from Hanover and Laconia North. The eye on the sky forecast for today, this afternoon, cloudy and breezy, snow or a wintry mix developing over high terrain north and rain or a wintry mix in western valleys and south, up to an inch over the high terrain north, with highs today in the 30s to low 40s. For VPR News, I'm Henry Epp.